Welcome to the show, 101.5 FM Podcasts. We're talking to BPW Business Expo again today. With us is Vicky Wood, President of BPW Moreton Bay, and joining her is Ruby McLoon, a young founder with the sassy Flirt and Crumble baking business that debuted at the BPW Moreton Bay Expo last year. Great name, I must say. We've said it before, City of Moreton Bay is swimming in talent. And Vicky, what businesses and demonstrations could we be seeing at the Expo in 2026?
Thanks, Deb. Not only will we see Flirt and Crumble, who is a really young, up-and-coming entrepreneur, but we've got lots of great new businesses coming with us this year. You know, you not only can taste some Flirt and Crumble cookies, you can drink some chili coffee and taste some Temple of Juniper gin, and of course lots of other small businesses around that don't offer food products will be coming as well. Today, I love the story of Ruby, where she almost sold out at the expo last year with her first selling experience of her cookies. So I just wanted to ask Ruby, tell us a little bit about Flirt and Crumble.
Flirt and Crumble is a baking business of mine. I started last year just before the expo. It first started from my partner bought me a KitchenAid for my birthday and I just started falling in love with baking. I always liked to cook and, yeah, so I just started baking and it led to here.
So I know that you're not doing this full time because you've got other, you know, full time work you're doing, and you're doing this on top of it because you love it to get it started. But how were the first sales at the expo?
It was very nerve-wracking to start off with, but honestly, it felt great just being able to sell what I love to do. And a lot of people kept coming up to me and saying how, you know, delicious it was, and coming back and making sure they get some before it sells out. And it was really great selling it at the expo because there was a lot of supportive people there. And yeah.
And that was what I was going to talk about, is how did the expo help? But you've kind of said that, you know, having that support behind you was something that really, you know, helped out. And I think that's what this expo does, not just with, you know, selling product, but just having that confidence and people seeing in the community, seeing the different businesses. And that's something we need to push in the community, is that you need to come down and see the small businesses and connect with them so that you know what great opportunities we have in this community. What happened for you after the expo?
It gave me a lot more confidence to, keep going with my business, and I had a lot more people follow my social media, and, you know, it gave me a lot more avenues afterwards. It made me realize that I could actually turn this into something a lot bigger than what I had thought and expected in the beginning. Since then I've just continued to develop my recipes and grow the brand.
Excellent. Well, we know that in BPW, a lot of women, especially because that's who we focus on usually, are starting their small businesses and working full time because they need to, you know, get them off the ground and that type of thing. You're running your business while working full time. What has that journey been like? And I guess a lot of small businesses can relate to that.
It's definitely busy, but it's also really exciting. I do most of my baking and planning outside of work hours. So evenings and weekends are very busy. Sometimes I don't finish till 10, 11 o'clock at night, and then I'm up 6 o'clock the next day to go to work. But when you're passionate about something, it doesn't feel like a chore. It feels like you're building something for yourself and something you love.
And what lessons have you learned over the first year of being in business that, you know, other people can relate to?
I've learned that starting is okay and that you don't have to have everything perfect from the beginning. The support from businesses and customers have been amazing. I've also learned that social media and word of mouth are really important and powerful for having a small business and starting off.
So why are you coming back this year to the expo?
It was such a great positive experience last year, and it's a great way to meet new people and get your business out there and connect with the community. It was also where my first sales happened, so it feels a little special to come back, and I would love to see how much more I could do this year than I did last year.
Excellent. And as I said earlier, we've got, you know, chili coffee, which will be right beside you, and it's a good combination to have cookies and coffee in the morning as you walk around the expo. And we have over 40 trade tables so far. So we're still looking for more trade tables to come on board this year. But we're also looking for that community to come down and support local business. There's nothing more important than local business to keep the community going. Any advice you'd give to other businesses?
I would just say go do it. Like, you'll regret it if you don't, and if you keep putting it off. You don't have to have everything figured out at the start. Events like the Expo are such a great opportunity because the community is really supportive and you get to meet so many new people, and BPW and all the other trade tables there are really supportive. I think that's what really helped me last year, was having a chili coffee right next to me and another store right next to me, and they just were very supportive because they could tell I was nervous and they just helped me out heaps, and it made it a lot easier.
Awesome. And where can people find Flirt and Crumble?
So you can find me both on Instagram and Facebook at just Flirt and Crumble, and I'm located in a Limba area for pickups.
Excellent. We have so many amazing businesses that will be at the BPW Business Expo. So make sure you come along, support us, and try some of Ruby's incredible cookies.
Thanks so much, Vicky and Ruby, for joining us today. So there you have it, the BPW Moreton Bay and Surrounds Business Expo. 100 local exhibitors, we hope for. Live entertainment, guest speakers, demonstrations, food vans, and amazing prizes, all free to attend. Want to exhibit? Head to the BPW website to register a stall. Love supporting local? This one's for you. Feeling inspired? Be there on the day to watch BPW Moreton Bay's Innovate Her finalists pitch to the judges on Saturday the 23rd of May at the Morayfield Sports and Events Centre, and they want you there. Whether you're a business owner or a professional, ready for your next chapter at the Business Expo, go along and make connections with our incredible women across the Moreton Bay region. Visit BPW Moreton Bay to find out more and register for a stall. There's still time. A huge thank you to Vicky Wood and Ruby McClune, exactly the kind of women Innovate Her exists to celebrate. Until next time, search for more podcasts on the BPW Business Expo and Innovate Her event on 1015fm.com.au.